hectic start to the season. You've finally had time to spend some quality time with your players. Has it been a productive couple of weeks since your last game?
My wife was very happy about the quality time.
No. I mean, that's a whole
telling, isn't it? No. Dude, I think we enjoyed the time now the last 2 weeks in terms of everything has settled down a little bit. I felt we used the time well. I think it probably was a little bit a difference for the players that was not used to that, to use the first week for a little bit conditioning. So I always think the first international week, you're early on in the season, you only had played five games. I know the schedule, or six games with the cup game. I know the schedule was very hectic, but I still felt the first week we could use for conditioning, and we did. Then we had a break, what was mental break, 3.5 days, what was very important also to get off football and do something different. I think this that is needed, especially with the intensity you work in the championship. And this week we had a normal week, had good time to prepare for Brentford, and I think we all feel we are good prepared and in good spirit to go into the game.
And ahead of Brentford, obviously one of your former clubs, does it make it any different for you, or is it just another game that you need to win for Leeds United?
I wouldn't lie when I say this is like just a normal game. In the end, I have my professional hat on, and we all knew for each game you only can win three points, and hopefully we will do that, because that is our aim, to have a back-to-back wins. Brentford will always be a special place for me. I was the first club I managed two and a half successful years, and it's good to see a few people back who's still there, still 3-4 players in the first 11 who, from my time who I signed, are still playing an important part in the team. Still a lot of staff members there who I worked with. But the main aim is back-to-back wins. And we put ourselves in a good position with the away win against Derby. And hopefully we can back that up against Brentford, because then our draws will get more and more important.
How important was it you got that win before the break? Because it's made a decent start into what looks a very good start for you.
I think it's always... It's different. The public maybe sees it in different eyes. The media maybe sees it in different eyes. And the way I saw it in my eyes was we was on track. Of course, you have to back that up eventually with wins. You know, draws are not enough. But I work with those players every day. And I'm not a fool. I see when we are online and on track, and when not. So, and I felt in all the games, nobody really outplayed us in any way or form. We caused people problems. And in some games, we managed it to get not beaten. So what is also quality for a young team to show? I felt the Derby win now create even more confidence. And I think for the players, it was also important to go in that period of 2 weeks with can breathe through. But we coaches, we made it clear that we stay focused, we stay tuned on and giving the players for the next five games incentive, a new target to reach in terms of points and position, and that is how we go ahead for the next games to come.
Has everyone pulled through the opening part of the season to your satisfaction? I mean, you're asking quite a lot of the players. You've worked them hard. Has everyone met up to your expectations?
I think I'm a professional coach. I train the players to the best ability I have, and to win football matches. And I believe in the profession where we're in, we try to be 24/7 pros. That is not always possible, but we're aiming for it, and that is what we're doing from day one. And the players are buying in from day one, because they see they're improving. They see they will improve them as a team and will improve them as players. And that is our job, to improve our players, because then the results will follow. And what was actually the question then?
I was asked if the players have met your expectations.
Yeah, definitely. Because my expectation is that working in an environment where everybody is has the same desire and hunger to win like I have and my coaches have and my players having exactly that. And I think from that point and showing the work ethic, what we try to instill, they meet me on all those criteria. The hard thing is to do that over 10 months.
Okay. How pleased are you that you've kept the squad together? Because in the build-up to the close of the transfer window, there were a lot of rumours going around about your players. You must be pleased that you've kept hold of everyone.
Yes, we are very happy. I need to get used to being the head coach of such a big club like Leeds United, that we get linked to every player in Europe, and every club is linked to our players. So I didn't have that before. Being a player by myself, knowing 99% of those rumours are not true anyway. And that is the way I handle the situation. I've not even addressed it with the players, with certain individuals, because I knew there was nothing in it. I think I'm very happy that the transfer window is over. Like probably any other coach in England, I think the transfer window should have been closed when the first game of the season starts. Players get affected by it, clubs get affected by it, and leading sometimes to do crazy things. And for me, I have peace now. The transfer window is closed. We knew we have a squad to work with, at least till January, and then we see for the second part of the season.
Jordan Bataka was a player, that's come into Leeds United. The first thing he said to us is that he wants to work hard and improve as a player and try and get into your team. What have you made of him?
Very mature player and person. I had today a talk with him. I had a day when he, 10 days ago when he signed. Yesterday I talked to him. We're introducing him to English football. We are training. We only had one training session proper. Today was not a proper, it was very little, but yesterday was a proper training session. He only had one with us. We try to bring, doing video sessions for him. We try to bring him up to speed in every department of his game. He realized by himself what a big opportunity he got, what a big club he joined. He also is aware that he wants to present himself in front of our home crowd in the best possible way. And we have to assess him for tomorrow's game, because the boy had not trained regular in the last weeks because of the transfer, because of the travelling. He had not played for his national team. And so we will assess him for tomorrow, and we're having the player completely on board, because I rely also on the feedback of the player.
We've seen Stuart Dallas come in. He's going to be going against his former club as well. He's made a great impression. Do you expect Jordan to do the same for you as well?
I think you can't not judge players always in the same way. But the difference is between Stuart and Jordan is Stuart knows the league. For Stuart, it's a little bit easier. He knows me. He knows what to expect, to the way we play. He knows the league. For him, it's easier to settle in a club like Leeds United than Jordan. Jordan coming from a different country, from a completely different football culture, where the game is being played in a different way. Jordan has very good qualities, what we are looking for. And we need to find the game, the time to release him, and that he can make impression for himself in English football, also for our football club, for our team, and we have to find that date.
And Stuart, is he excited to be going up against his old teammates so quickly?
Stuart is excited about joining Leeds United. Stuart is excited about how is it going with Northern Ireland, and Stuart will be very excited to meet his old teammates tomorrow.
And looking at the team then, is it a fully fit squad you're choosing from tomorrow?
We have one player, and I don't tell you the name. One player is a worry. And he's a player who started the last game. So, ideally, I don't want to like any changes, because we play quite well. But there's one question mark over one player, and we will make a final decision tomorrow.
The games again, having had the week off come thick and fast, it's another three game week for you. Do you just pick the squad with just purely Saturday in mind, or are you looking already planning at the games that are coming up?
Always having the next one or two games ahead, but I think the selection for the next game tomorrow is pretty easy. We are seeing the Ipswich game will ask completely different questions of us than Brentford. Brentford asked similar questions like Derby County. Brentford is the second best team in the league with the most passes after Derby County. So Ipswich has completely different style of play, and we have a full squad to choose from. We're having players who are ready to go in when asked, and ready to perform, and that is now for us to find the right personal for the next two games.
And just finally from me, how pleased are you with the start that you and the boys have made to the season?
I said it before. I said I'm happy when somebody asked me on the first day training. We had the first 2 days testing the players and seeing the results, and you're asking me now, we are still after 5 games unbeaten and lost in a cup on penalties, with playing 80 minutes with 10 men. I'm satisfied. Yeah.